Tens of thousands of Venezuelans have taken to the streets to protest after Sunday's presidential election. Authorities there declared incumbent Nicolás Maduro the winner despite growing cries of fraud. As NPR's Kerry Khan reports, pressure on Maduro is growing at home and abroad.
Singing the national anthem, Venezuelans stretch for blocks down a Caracas boulevard. Many draped in Venezuela's flag. Others carried signs reading, "Don't mess with my vote, and we want peace, not a dictatorship." 60-year-old Maria Cecilia Solano says she is feeling so many emotions. Happiness, hope, and a bit of fright. We're scared because we don't know what's going to happen, but we're very hopeful that we will succeed to bring change to the country. The crowd shouts they want to see voting tally records for every precinct, something the country's Electoral Council is refusing to release. Every polling place prints out a final count. Those tallies are public. But the council, which is packed with Maduro loyalists, says their system was hacked and have yet to produce them. They declared Maduro winner with 51% of the vote to 44% for his leading challenger, Edmundo Gonzalez. The opposition says, however, they've collected the tallies. Supporters roar as Maria Corina Machado, the opposition's most popular figure, who was barred from running, speaks from atop a truck, the sound system barely reaching the large crowd. Freedom will return to Venezuela, Machado shouts. She says the opposition has retrieved more than 80% of the precinct tally sheets and shows Gonzalez overwhelmingly won the race. The crowd shouts back, "President Edmundo." The 74-year-old former diplomat, who until a month ago was unknown in political circles, waves to the crowd. For his part, Maduro is ramping up pressure, too. His ally and head of the National Assembly called for the arrest of both Machado and Gonzalez. They accused the two of fomenting violence. And Maduro insists, without providing evidence, that the two are plotting with foreign assistance to oust him from power.
Señor cobarde, deme la cara, cobarde! Dele la cara al pueblo! Pare la violencia, señor cobarde!
Speaking to a crowd outside the presidential palace last night, Maduro called on Gonzalez, who he goaded as Mr. Coward, to face justice. Maduro ordered more police and army to the streets. Governments, including the U.S., continue to pressure Maduro to prove he won the election. Maria Corina Machado told the crowd she won't rest until every vote is counted, and urge supporters to be calm and peaceful.
No tenemos miedo! No tenemos miedo!
The crowd chanted back, "We are not afraid. We are not afraid."
No tenemos miedo!
Kerry Khan, NPR News, Caracas.